Hi, everyone. I'm Ann Thomas, and welcome to Women Who Lead. My special guest today is Louise Downs, founder of Desert Angels, Inc. Louise started this organization shortly after September 11th, almost 10 years ago. It's designed to send packages to troops both in the United States and overseas fighting the war on terror. Louise is one of 12 women nominated by our WJR family of listeners as a woman in the Great Lakes area making a difference. Louise, congratulations and welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm honored.
Louise, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about Desert Angels, Inc.? How did you get started?
Well, as girlfriends do, my girlfriend's son, Airman Charles Lunsford, was deployed right after 9/11. And Brenda Lunsford, his mother, came to me. We started sending him boxes. We sent him boxes. He shared the boxes. The troops start calling me the Desert Angel.
Isn't that a very cool thing? So now you're the Desert Angel. And how do you actually get this organization up and running? Do you have help?
We are 100% volunteer. Everybody volunteers. We were fortunate to have some legal assistance and CPA that volunteered their time to structure us as a 501(c) nonprofit.
And what are some of the things that you send to the troops overseas?
Oh, wide variety. Right now, because it's hot, really hot, we have people making neck coolers or neck ties. That's what keeps our troops, you know, cool, because it's 120, 130. We send pocket food. We send things that make them smile. We are a ministry. We believe in God, country, and freedom. So we try to send spiritual food. We have children that color pictures that our troops take these pictures and put in their pockets so they know when they go outside the wire, you know, this is what they're fighting for. This is what they're protecting, our freedom, and then the freedom for these other people in other countries.
Now, I bet you have received some wonderful thank yous from the troops. Tell us a little bit about that, Louise.
Wonderful thank yous. I was in the closet the other day looking for items, and my cell phone rings. And I say, hello, this is Louise in a closet. And the guy in the back says, hello, this is Sergeant Paul from Afghanistan. And I was just overwhelmed. Nobody had ever called me, and here he's calling to thank Desert Angels. And we, what we do is we always make sure they have phone cards too. So, you know, there's a wide variety of items that we do put in there. So, you know, hopefully, I hope he used his phone card to call. And, you know, but it isn't always about receiving a thank you. It's about knowing we've done the right things. These guys, men and women, are fighting a war. Their families come first. And then the canines, we can't forget the dogs, the military working dogs that protect our troops, that sniff out the IEDs. You know, we make sure the canines, they get taken care of. So it's just, you know, there's just something for everybody to do. Just do it.
What was going through your mind after September 11th that actually made you do something this big, an organization like this, Louise?
I never dreamed it would be this. It was just two girlfriends helping another, and we were attacked. I mean, watch the pictures over and over and over again. We were attacked, and it was the same age group that always comes to my house for a Halloween bonfire. So I just had to do something.
And I understand that by you just doing something, that all kinds of other doing somethings have occurred. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, we do the miracle quilts. I mean, through this journey and my journey in life, I mean, look at you, each one of you, look at your journey and don't miss an opportunity to do something because they're opportunities. And I had the opportunity of meeting Carol, and Carol had a passion for our wounded. And she gets the community, the people, young and old, from 95 to the youngest, to make quilts. And we take quilts to Walter Reed and to our local Ann Arbor in Detroit. And then we've taken stuff to the homeless vets. You know, the list, you could just do it.
What is it about this effort that keeps you going every day? At the end of the day, when you're exhausted from all of this work, because it sounds like you're doing a ton of work, a ton of amazing things, how do you keep going?
It's not work when it's your passion. Each one of us, there's a gift, there's a passion. You just got to find it. And if you don't focus on yourself, you focus on making a difference in somebody else's life, you have no problems. You know, it's the best therapy for anybody. And anybody that comes to pack a box, they leave feeling great. It's patriotism. It's Michigan. I'm a Michigander, and I'm proud of it. And I want good news to come out of Michigan. So, and we always are at Oxford Myers on the 11th day of every month out in in Oakland County. And then we are always at Independent Village, which also is in Oxford, sewing the quilts. We're there on the second Saturday of every month.
And anybody is welcome to join you?
Oh, everybody, we want them. We want, this is patriotism. We had a quilt show. There was over 200 quilts, and we displayed all these quilts. And I said to them, this is not a quilt show. This is a quilt stop. Each one of those quilts will be handed to one of our wounded. We cannot, as a country, ever forget the sacrifices that our men and women have made for freedom, or when they come home and they're wounded physically, or the unseen mental wound that they have. We as a society have to make sure those men and women are taken care of.
What a great effort. What's your background, Louise? What have you always worked on over the years?
My background, I was a stay-at-home mother, enjoyed my children, just always a passion to give. I assist even doing Desert Angels. I have a special man in my life, 95-year-old Ed Dabrowski. Ed was from Poland. He served in the Polish Air Force. Germany came in, invaded Poland. He became a prisoner of war. And the Americans came in and freed Ed Dabrowski. Ed Dabrowski comes to America to be free. And so when I'm in the car with Mr. Ed Dabrowski, who I assist, I'm his friend, every time we pass an American flag, he looks at that flag and he salutes that flag. So I guess, one person can make a difference. It's not about education. It's about just making a difference.
How can people get in touch with you if they'd like to help you out?
You can go to our website, and the website is thedesertangel.org. We're a 501(c) nonprofit. Or you can give me a call, 248-736-6403. We'd love to talk to you. We'd love to have you on board. Start writing cards and letters, because those are the oil of kindness that we drop into each box. And we encourage you to put your name and address on that card and letter so you can walk to the mailbox and you can get a letter from our troops.
Louise, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Oh, I enjoyed it, Ann. I enjoyed it. You have a great day.
And you too.
And I ask everybody to say a prayer for our troops, our men and women. Every day they're out there laying their life down, no greater sacrifice than this, that you lay your life down for a friend.
Special thanks and congratulations to Louise Downs, founder of Desert Angels, Inc. I'm Ann Thomas. Join me next time for Women Who Lead on WJR.com.